Hello and welcome to Messy to Magnetic. My name is Katie Almstrom, and I am a money mentor and financial coach for women entrepreneurs. Each week, we tackle one messy money topic that my clients or our guests are navigating, and how they've moved through that mess to become magnetic with money. It is my hope that you're able to take the lessons and transformations in this podcast and apply them to your own business, money, and life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we go from messy to magnetic. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Messy to Magnetic. I hope you are having an amazing week so far. I am really excited about this episode. I am sharing today what I've learned from helping my clients pay off over $1 million in debt over the past 6 years since I first started coaching women back in 2018. And I want to share a story, an analogy that I've used in the past about your debt payoff journey. And even if you don't have a lot of unwanted debt to pay off, I think this is relevant for your financial journey regardless. So I encourage you to listen in anyway. And I hope that you enjoy the takeaways and just sort of how I'm talking about your debt-free journey in this episode. So I'm going to tell the story first, and then I'm going to go back and share sort of the three primary lessons that I've learned from helping my clients and that I've used to teach my clients about their debt payoff journey. And it's really going to connect to this story, this example from my personal life that has nothing to do with money. But I think the parallel and the analogy will be really helpful. Okay, so the story is about there's two stories. So I'm going to be talking about two different car trips that I have taken. And I'm going to start with the first one. So this is a road trip, a car trip with a friend of mine. And this trip took place in probably 2003, 2004, 2005, somewhere around there, about 20 years ago. And we drove from upstate New York to Brooklyn to visit some family living in Brooklyn. And at the time, we didn't have any GPS, right? We didn't have smartphones. We didn't have, there were like a Garmin or maybe whatever the company was before Garmin. There were those options available, but we didn't have one. So we didn't have any GPS. We didn't have smartphones. And the only sort of communication we had was like very limited texting capabilities. Actually, I don't even know if we had texting. It might have just been phone calls. So in any case, there was no smartphone, email, maps, anything like that. Okay, so we've got this 3+ hour drive from upstate New York to Brooklyn, and neither of us have ever driven to New York City before. I've been to where we're going maybe one time, but if you've ever been to New York City or Brooklyn, it doesn't matter if you've been somewhere once. If you don't know how to get there, you're in trouble. I think that's the case with a lot of cities. And our experience was it got late. The sun was going down. It was getting harder to see like road signs and what was coming up. We got stuck in traffic on one of the bridges and the car started to overheat, which added a lot of stress. There were a lot of missed turns, and the longer we were in the car and the more uncertain we were where we were going, right? Every missed turn, the more frantic everything felt. You could forget about wanting to like pull over and like stop to pee or like getting off track in any way. Like, we were so afraid to sort of get off of our route because we wouldn't know how to get back on it. And I remember several phone calls with my relatives saying, okay, we missed, you know, I think we missed that thing that you said for us to get on. Here's what we see now. And it was just so challenging without the map, without clear directions, without something to guide us on the way. And if you, you know, were a young adult in the early 2000s, you probably have a very similar story to this one, right? Trying to get somewhere, not having GPS, not like having that like clear guide on the way. And, you know, thank goodness for that today. It's so easy to get around, even, you know, if you're in another country, like anywhere, right? It's just so much easier to find where we're going because of those tools we have just in our phone or if you have a GPS unit. All right, so that is example number one. Not a very fun or fulfilling experience. Not an experience that was carefree, right? We weren't like jamming to music and enjoying ourselves and you know, easily pulling off an exit to, like I said, like have a bathroom break or grab a snack or get a coffee. There was none of that. It was all sort of like paranoia and frantic, just vibes getting to our final destination. And I remember this story, right? Like I recall this trip because it was so intense. All right, now I want to share an example of a, you know, car trip that didn't feel this way. And it, you know, I have a lot of them, right? But one in particular that stands out is a day when my husband and kids and I were up north in New Hampshire. We live in sort of the near the middle of the state of New Hampshire. And we were up north in the beautiful White Mountains. And we drove our Jeep. We have an old Jeep, CJ7. That we sometimes will take out for the day and cruise around in the summer. And so we had, you know, the top off, doors off, and we were all packed in this Jeep, really enjoying ourselves on this beautiful summer day here in New Hampshire. And we just wrapped up, you know, sort of grabbing, I think we got ice cream and we're spending time with family who were visiting, and everyone kind of went off on their own to get back home. And Scott and I decided, I mean, we didn't really want to take the Jeep on the highway because it can be noisy and it was kind of a long drive. So we decided we're going to take the back roads and we're going to go home the back route, which is along the river on the New Hampshire-Vermont border. And it's just lovely. Like it used to be one of our favorite things to do, especially before kids, was like hop in the Jeep on a Sunday and just like drive up and down the border and just check out what was going on, restaurants and things. And so we decided to go that route. And here's what we had. We had some charged cell phones. We had snacks and water bottles. We had GPS. We also had maps, right? Applications on our phones. We had two, you know, slightly, what's the word I want to use here? Not cranky, but the kids were like, can we just get home faster? But we were like, no, we're going to enjoy this. Like, we were so into it. And I remember, like, we started on our way and we immediately took a wrong turn. And it was like, oh, whoops, like, no big deal. Let's pull over. We'll get gas. Oh, should we get more snacks? Sure, let's get more snacks. Let's check the map. Okay, this is the way we're supposed to go. No biggie. And then, like, 5 minutes later, we saw this, like, beautiful covered bridge. Covered bridges are such a thing here in New England. And there's this beautiful long covered bridge, and like all this, we saw all these sort of like historical landmarks and plaques around this like little old town that we were driving through. And we're like, let's go over the bridge. So we drove over the bridge, drove back over the bridge, drove over the bridge again. And it was this kind of thing where like we just had no rush, we had no stress, we had like nowhere to be. We knew where we were going, we were going home, and we knew how to get there, sort of like we had the map. While we're talking all things money, making money, keeping money, enjoying your money, I want to invite you to join me in the next round of the Money Wise Mastermind. This is the 6-month coaching experience to help you become more confident with money so you can save more, pay off debt, and enjoy your business and life without money stress. The next round of the MoneyWise Mastermind kicks off at the end of March, and applications are open now. So if you are ready to really take control of your money in 2024, I invite you to learn more and apply for this incredible program. You can find the link to do so in the show notes, or you can send me a DM at Katie_Almstrom and make yourself known, and I'll get you all the details. And we knew our route generally, but we weren't concerned with pit stops. We weren't concerned with, you know, detours. And we knew, you know, we have the charged cell phones. We've got the GPS, you know, even if our phones die, and we're, you know, full, like loaded with snacks and all that good stuff. So it was just like a really relaxed, enjoyable ride home. It was the middle of the day. Like there was no concern of the sun going down. It wasn't going to get cold. It was just like ideal, right? And so I share those two stories because when it comes to your debt-free journey, and again, like I said at the beginning, you can apply this to any part of your financial journey, but specifically here, right, we're talking about your debt-free journey. It is so vital that we incorporate the strategies and the mindset and the vibe of that second story, right? The beautiful day in the Jeep to our debt-free journey, where so many women I connect with are very much more aligning themselves with the first story, with the stress, the frustration, the I can't make a stop because I'll be lost. I won't know how to get back on the journey. Like I can't make a single wrong turn, can't make a single mistake. And so my call to you is, how can you align your debt-free journey with that really like relaxed, enjoyable car trip, road trip, and not the other, not the first one? Okay, so now what I want to do is take you through sort of the three specific lessons from this that I've learned again over the years and that I teach my clients about their debt-free journey. So the first one is plain and simple, you need to know where you're going and how to get there. Okay, you need a GPS for your financial journey, for your debt-free journey. Okay, so what does that look like? First and foremost, we need to know where you're going, right? We need to know what it's going to take to pay off your unwanted debt. I can't tell you how many times I talk to women who are, you know, on this mission, so to speak, to pay off their debt, or they're feeling the pinch of unwanted debt, and yet they don't actually know the details of their debt. They don't know how much they owe. They don't know what the interest rate or APR is. They don't know what the minimum payment is. They aren't consistent. They don't have any of that information, like clear as day, mapped out, written down, any of that. And so that is first and foremost what we need to do, right? How are you going to get there, right? So where you're going is, what do we need to pay off? Like where's the end date here? Like what are we getting through? What do we need to get through to get where we're going? And then how do you get there, right? So having a strategy for how you're going to pay off your debt. Are you going to, and there's a lot of sort of trains of thought on this, and my recommendation for most of my clients is a debt snowball strategy, right? So starting with the lowest total payoff amount and going from there. Now, there's a lot of work that I do with my clients ahead of time to really bring interest rates down across the board and then kind of take a fresh look at what is our list of debts that we're working on. But having a strategy where you know what you're going to do first and then next after that. So again, the first point here is we've got to know where we're going and we've got to know how we're getting there. So what do you need to pay off? Plain and simple, like what is the debt? What are the details of it? And then what's your plan for paying it off? Step one, step two, step three, and so on. Okay. And then the next lesson is, on your debt-free journey, you need supports in place to get there. All right. So in the driving examples, right? Supports to get home were, we had, you know, charged cell phones. We had our GPS. We had a beautiful, you know, gorgeous day. We were all together, right? I was with my husband and the kids. We had snacks, we had water. Like, it just felt very comfortable. We weren't missing anything. We weren't pinched for time. Like, the day felt supported. Okay. So we knew that we had everything we needed and we just felt comfortable going on the journey. All right. Now, when it comes to your debt-free journey, it's super important that you have a couple of supports in place to help you pay off your debt consistently. And that in like specifically is a savings plan and a spending plan. So, do you know how you're spending your money every month? And do you have a savings plan in place that's going to insulate you from adding more unwanted debt? This is one of the most important things that you can do on your debt-free journey is learn how to become the kind of person who doesn't use new debt, right? Unwanted new debt, right? And I want to be very clear about this unwanted piece because sometimes there's debt that people don't mind having, right? So I'm speaking to your unwanted debt that you really want to be intentional about paying off. But if you're in a situation where, you know, as soon as you pay off a chunk on your credit card, but you've overspent in your day-to-day living expenses and you have to turn around and use that amount on the credit card once again, there's no real difference made, right? There's no real progress made that month. And while it feels like you're trying so hard and you've put this money towards your debt, but then you turn around and there's like no difference at the end of the month, we start to build up this narrative, this story that I can't pay my debt off. I try and I try and I try. And even when I make payments towards it, I can't do it. We need to know what's the spending plan for the month so you can see ahead of time what is it that, you know, you need your resources for, and a savings plan on top of that so that we've got some cushion, we've got some buffer. When unexpected things come up, we're not automatically reaching for the credit card. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I would much rather you have sort of a pile of debt sitting there that you're going to, you know, work on paying off, but month to month, you're not adding any new debt, right? You are spending the money that comes in each month intentionally and also learning how to save some money, right? Even if the unwanted debt is just kind of sitting there and you're paying minimums on it and not much is happening with it, as long as you're not adding more to it, like that's a better place to be than every month I feel like I'm paying a lot towards the debt, but in the end, since I don't have a savings plan or a spending plan, everything that I make progress towards, you know, paying off my credit card, I end up putting right back on it again because of that lack of a plan. So that is just something, again, like a takeaway that is so huge is we want to be thinking about how do I become the kind of person who doesn't need to use my credit card? How do I become the kind of person who doesn't, you know, go automatically to I need to take out a loan for everything that comes up? How instead can we be more intentional about having a spending plan and a savings plan? Okay, and then the last takeaway here is when you really commit to going on your debt-free journey, right? If you're like, okay, this is it. 2024 is the year. Like, I want to do this. Get ready, right? Here's lesson three. Get ready to be flexible, right? Don't make those wrong turns or bathroom breaks or bumps in the road mean something, right? Mean that you're not cut out for this or you're never going to pay off your debt, okay? You've got to be ready to be flexible because the reality is, you know, the debt is there for a reason, right? The debt is there for a reason. It probably took some time to accumulate and you better believe there were some bumps along the road financially and just in your life on the way to having this unwanted debt. Just because you decide you're going to pay it off doesn't mean life doesn't stop happening. Bumps in the road don't stop happening. So we need to anticipate and like be prepared for that and be ready to be flexible. But again, if you do the other two points, right, have that plan for how you're going to pay it off, what the strategy is, and then on top of that, really be intentional about a spending and savings plan, being flexible gets so much easier, right? You create all of this, like these buffers, this like insulation or insurance against needing more debt. And so when it, you know, when the bumps in the road happen, when life happens, you've got these other strategies that you can use to navigate them that don't equal more debt. And again, it's like when you know you can comfortably take that wrong turn or stop for the bathroom break, right? So in the case of like your debt-free journey, that would be something like, you know, we've got something big coming up financially over the next few months. We're not going to put a lot towards paying off our debt. Cool. That's fine. Like take a pause. Know when to, you know, turn down the dial on your debt payoff intensity so that you can take care of what's coming up in your life. That is so powerful, having that flexibility and then not making that wrong, right? That's part of the strategy is I know when I dial back and, you know, navigate what's right in front of me, and then I know I can turn it back up again. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that for today. If you are on a mission in 2024 to get serious about your debt-free journey, if this is something that you have been thinking about or just really, you know, wanting to get some clarity around but not really sure where to start, maybe you've tried working on paying off your debt in the past, but it's not going anywhere, right? You see yourself in the whole, like, I put money towards paying it off, but then it, you know, the debt's right there back again. We're still using our credit cards, whatever the case is. Reach out to me, send me a DM and let me know. Just say like, Katie, I'm interested in a debt-free journey this year. Katie, I'm interested in paying off my debt this year. This is something that I'm working on with my clients as we kick off the next round of MoneyWise. And I would love to support you in this. So even if you haven't heard much about my program, MoneyWise, or if you're on the fence about joining the program, let's have a chat and see if now is a good time for you to be considering a program like this, doing this work, and I would love to have that conversation with you. So send me a DM, just let me know, Katie, I'm interested in this debt-free stuff, like let's chat, and we will get that scheduled straight away. All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode and that it was super helpful for you, and I will see you again next week. Bye for now.